Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report presented by Angler New South Africa. I'm your host, Vinesh Zagreem, and this show is brought to you by the King Fisher.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BGNQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
Hello KZN and welcome to another fishing report on the 22nd of April 2022, where I am pleased to report that KZN is on the mend. Now, we all know last week's fishing report was pretty gloomy, you know, with the storming KZN that everyone was well aware of. We didn't think we were going to be fishing anytime soon, but guys, I must tell you, our correspondents has had their ears on the ground. They've been in touch with possibly every angler that did put a rod out. And there has been fish. The conditions are clearing up. We've got some good reports down the South Coast. In fact, it was so good. As I was talking to all our correspondents, they have all agreed that after the storm, the fishing has got better. So we do have a bit of dirty water, of course, that hasn't cleared out as yet. But it is getting cleared out far greater and faster than we have expected. In fact, some areas, the water is already clear and they're already getting a bit of fish. So we have got all the latest news, as we always do on Angler News South Africa. And I am ready to kick it off on the South Coast. So here we go. Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelly Beach and Port Shepstone. Guys, the water is clearing up. So it is still a bit of that ginger color, but my correspondents tell me that it is getting cleared out day by day. So those future public holidays that are coming out next Wednesday and the following Monday, we should have some very good fishing conditions. Now, apart from the fishing conditions, the fishing on its own was very good this past week. We've got reports of some copper bream, some bronze bream, stumpies, cob, lots of carantine and blacktail, with some good lanterns and cave bass in between that. If you are going off the ski boat side, well, you're going to have to travel a little further out. But once you get out of there, there's been some fantastic reports of Dorado and tuna. However, as always down the South Coast, you got to be winding really, really quick because of the sharks. Our correspondents of the charter boats has been telling me that they are losing majority of the fish to the taxman. So all in all, on the far end of the South Coast, the fishing is improving. The fishing is good. Over the last few weeks, we haven't had much to report on because the water was really that chocolate brown. And surprisingly enough, after the storm, it is looking very good. So I can only assume by this weekend, we'll have a lot more reports to get back to you about. Now moving on to your areas of Rocky Bay, Park Rainey, and Scottsborough. Unfortunately, we don't have much to report on in that area. However, there was a cooter that we've heard of coming out of Scottsborough, but that was about it, KZN. Rock and surf is still a no-go. Now, moving on to Amanzimtoti and Warner Beach, we've got Gary from the Kingfisher branch that has a report, and this is what Gary had to say.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary at Warner's Kingfisher. The sea looks good. Sort of greeny brown here and there, sometimes more sort of greeny than brown. But I've hardly heard of a fish. I've heard of a couple of pulls, guys casting and getting pulls and missing. I heard of a stump nose at Rocky Bay. A chap came up and told me, in a cob at Kelso, but I personally haven't seen anything. The water's been cold the last couple of days as well. But I just get a feeling, you know, around those river mouths where the fish have been stirred up, rock salmon and perch that have been pushed out of their normal little chambers where they operate from, something like that, a bait like that in the river mouth could produce something quite special. But I haven't been down getting a bit rusty, I'm afraid. But I did hear of a couple of gilbeck on the boats on the south coast 2 days ago, and a couple of bottom fish, but all off the shore. I just haven't got my hands on anything, haven't cast my eyes on a silvery shape, I'm afraid. But try those river mouths, chaps, that's my honest opinion. Yeah, let's sort of see what the next few days bring. Go well then.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. So guys, yeah, you know, we're going to be trying the river mouths because the beaches are still quite a bit of debris out there. However, ski boat fishing, yeah, little more activity. Now moving on to Durban and surrounding areas, we've got Mike V from the Kingfisher, whose report is more or less the same as Gary's, but here's it from Mike V.
How's it, buddy? Yeah, since the rains last week, I don't really know people that have fished. There were one or two cob by Addington in front of the hospital, and apparently there was a couple cob at Blue Lagoon, come Laguna Beach, that stretch. Unfortunately, that's all I have heard of. My guys that I normally fish with and all that, they aren't even going out. I know one boat did launch. They got a couple kuta, and that's about it. Thanks, bud. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Now, guys, also around the Durban area, I've been chatting to a few of our other contacts or correspondents, and they're pretty much reiterating what Mike had to say. However, the ski boat anglers did get a bit more fish. In fact, I've got a report from a friend of mine, Brad, from Linsky Charters, and they were out yesterday, which was Wednesday the 20th. Of April, and they managed to go, well, he says he had to travel at least 15 kilometers out, right? And then he gets into a kilometer of debris from last week's storm. But once he went past that, he says the water was purple, and they managed to even get a lovely Dorado, apart from a few other very good fish. So if you are a fishing off the ski boat on KZN, or well, more so around Durban, you're going to have to travel. So guys, make sure while you are getting out there, there is still a lot of after effects from the storm. So make sure you got someone keeping a lookout, and please take it slow. Now, while I was out and about at the tackle stores this week, I bumped into a few experienced anglers. And what I found very interesting was that they are of the opinion that after a storm like this, the fishing conditions are bound to pick up. Now, we can already see the improvement down the south coast, well, your areas like Margate and surrounding. But they feel your area to look out for in the next couple weeks is going to be Blue Lagoon, and start watching out for that garrick. So I'm really curious to hear your opinion on this as well. So make sure you get in touch with us via email or WhatsApp or any of our social media pages. Now, moving on to your areas of Belitos and Kwazi, Tinley Manor. Guys, we have Jesse from the Kingfisher, and this is a fantastic report. You got to listen to this. Here we go, Jesse.
Hey, Vinesh. Before we start with the fishing report, I'd just like to give a word of condolences to everybody who suffered losses during the last week, the floods and all of that. I know it must be hard for everybody to kind of work through it, especially now with the lack of proper infrastructure to get along with the repairs of the roads and the bridges and all of that, with the lack of water, electricity issues. So yeah, just strength to everybody. I hope that we actually get through this and come out stronger on the other side. And at least we can look forward to some fishing going forward. As always, with the rains that come down like this, we always look forward to the fishing after the rains, whether it be the guys looking forward to snook as the water starts to settle and get clean, or whether it comes from the guys waiting for the brown water to turn to ginger beer water and hope for the flatfish and the sharks to start biting. So far, what we've heard from people as far north as we get reports from and as far south as we get reports from, there hasn't been a heck of a lot of news. For starters, there's not too many people that have been fishing, and the guys that have been fishing are encountering a couple of issues. For example, the logs floating, all of the trees and the debris out at sea. It does make ski boating difficult, obviously you can damage your boat quite badly. The other thing is, with the amount of plastic that's come down, could quite easily block the intake on your motor and leading to overheating issues, which is obviously not ideal, especially because there are far fewer boats out there. If something does happen to you, the chances of another boat passing you and offering assistance is almost zero. So obviously you have to rely on the authorities, which is obviously not ideal. So yeah, just if you do go out, be safe. Obviously the guys on the skis won't be able to get to the clean water in some areas because that color line from my house is as far as the eye can see. So the guys on the skis, you'd have to just hold tight and wait for the snook to turn on the bite. Wait for the water to clean enough for the cooter and the tuna to start biting nicely again. And then, from the surf side of things, the only real reports that I've heard is the guys fishing in the Belita area itself. And when I say in Belita area, no spot specifically, but because Belita doesn't get affected as badly as, for example, Westbrook or Tinley Manor or Tugela, the water conditions are more favorable for fishing, not being close to river mouths. So I have heard reports of guys catching, funny enough, fish like rubber lips, fish like your stone bream, just your common species that we always get around here, and then cave bass. And I assume that what's happened is, because the water is very dirty out far and surrounding areas to Belita, what's happened is those fish have actually been driven into clean water. And the only clean water that I can see so far is actually in Belita, Sheffield, Salt Truck, all of those areas. So they're catching fish that you'd normally catch out deep. Now they're quite close in. So that's quite nice to see. At least the guy's getting a little bit of action. And then I'm assuming, with all of the water starting to settle down in the next week or two, we will start seeing a lot of catches of stuff like shad, the cob starting to move up from the south. And obviously the cob don't mind the dirty water. You will still catch all of your salmon species in the dirty water. So yeah, that is basically it from our side. I haven't heard too much else apart from that. So guys, good luck. Once again, stay strong. Hope that you have made it through all of this stuff, not too badly, and we'll chat next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. What a fantastic report. Absolutely detailed. Glad to hear that there is fish coming out in Belita. Some very good species that are common and not so common as well. And also another report where we are reiterating about some good fishing that's along the way. Within the next couple of weeks, guys, it is getting there. Now, just to reiterate on what Jesse had to say on his intro with his report, and he was talking about the beaches and the cleanups that are going on. Guys, I would just like to say, from myself and the team at Angler New South Africa, well done, KZN. I've just heard the other day that we have already picked up over 40,000 bags of plastic off our coastline. And that is so good to hear that we are all pulling our weights together to get our beaches cleaned up, because that fish is coming. Now, moving on to Richards Bay, guys, very good reports over there. Now, firstly, they have seen their first garrick of the season, about 10 kilos, coming out of the harbor. Apart from that, there's still some good fish to be caught. A very mixed bag of species that's been reported. The harbor mouth is open and the water's looking very nice and clean. There's also been, if you are fishing off the ski boat side, a lot of reports of cooter and snook. And talking about that cooter, I've also got a report that just yesterday, the 20th of April, there's been a cooter of 36 kilos being caught, and that was off the High Point in Richards Bay. So guys, fishing in Richards Bay looking very good, as if the storm never even happened over there. Very, very good reports. Really exciting to hear. Now, what about St. Lucia and Cape Vidal, where we've got our correspondent, Mr. Jeff Ashwood, with a bit of a report. And this is what he had to say about his area.
Hi there, Vinesh. And on your listeners, this is Jeff from St. Lucia. Yeah, the big news at the moment is obviously the mouth that had opened. As a result, there's lots and lots of dirty water everywhere. So the fishing hasn't been too great. Even in the deep sea, apparently the guys have to go really deep So most of the time they're just getting a few tuna, but it looks like the kuta have disappeared for a while. I'm sure it's better fishing up at Cape Vidal because I don't think the water would have gone up there. So a lot of debris as well lying around. St. Lucia beaches, I think south of St. Lucia, Mapala, in that area, also lots of debris from the rivers that has washed out. An interesting thing, a few crocodiles lying around on the beaches at the moment. I'm sure they got caught out with the water that gushed out of the mouth when it broke through. And obviously the locals are collecting all the prawns and the barbels and tilapia and stuff that have also been washed out. As they're also, they're probably dying just because of the seawater that has been coming in on the high tide. So the bounty is out there for the locals. But yeah, sadly, the fishing itself, you know, it's just too brown at the moment. Hopefully it'll settle in the next day or two. We need a bit of a northeaster to blow, and hopefully it'll clear up a little bit and we'll be able to get some more fish. Until the next fish, tight lines, everybody.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. So, the bounty out for the locals. The kuta has moved away, but clearly they are in Richards Bay. And a butter of cob, but apart from that, just crocodiles on the beach. So, very interesting times at St. Lucia and Cape Vidal. Now, moving on to our freshwater news. Well, who better than to give it to us than Jan from the Kingfisher branch in Pietermaritzburg.
Hi there, from a darkened candle at Howick. This is Jan Korobal reporting from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg. So, after the rains of last week, and the weather still not quite playing ball over the Easter weekend, I am happy to report that things are starting to look up again. And I've got a handful of reports from anglers that made it out over the weekend and some good fish to boot. Most noticeable, however, are the smoke signals, quote unquote, coming in from the suburbs. So the nights are definitely on the cool now, which is bringing water temperatures down rapidly. This bodes really well for the winter still water season coming up, and fish have been taken on larger patterns while they feed up. So that is woolly buggers, dragonfly patterns, and minnow patterns. As for the rivers, they are still quite high, and I have a sole single solitary report which says water was high and dirty, so I went home. I think that's about enough said. I am hoping things will tap off a bit though. We still got 5 weeks, that is, of the river season still left open, and I am hoping to get a couple of sessions in before the season closes on the 31st of May. 1st of June, the winter still water season kicks off, and taking place on the 3rd to the 5th of June is the ever popular Camberg Trout Festival, which kicks off the winter stillwater event season. This is closely followed by another very popular Midlands event, which is the Boston Fly Fishing Festival, which takes place on the 16th to 18th of June. In between and over the months of June and July, there are 3 qualifying legs and then the finals of the TOPS Corporate Trophy Challenge, which takes place around the bustling metropolis of Nottingham Road. From the Bass Boys, there's been some great news. We reported recently that Albert Falls is to be avoided and Midmar is the place to be. Well, for Captain Kirk von Ruwek and guest angler Gavin Richardson, there was a Midmar beast of 5.75 kilos which came to hand last weekend. Congratulations, Gavin. That is a proper fish. News from the South African Bass Angling Association is that local angler Martin de Kock once again has taken top KZN angler for 2022. Well done, Martin. You're a legend in your own right. Then there's Alistair Moores Pitt, another local angler, who reports that topwater frogs have been working very well in Midmar, as well as spinnerbaits and stickbaits in a light colour. Plenty of bait fish around. So guys, once again, avoid Albert Falls. Midmar is the place to be fishing. There's no news coming in from Sterkfontein and from the yellowfish scaly anglers in the lower reaches. I think the rivers are just too cold and too high. So guys, if you want to be fishing in the Midlands, hop into the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg, come and get the local gen, and for the Bass Boys, Midmar, for the trout still water, the season is just kicking, so let's throw a line.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. As always, a very great and detailed report of what's been going on the freshwater scene, and how about that bass, 5.7 kilos. Guys, looks like I'm going to be fishing Midmar Dam this weekend. So KZN, that brings us to the end of this week's show. What a fantastic one it has been. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have. I am so looking forward to the fishing that's coming up over the next few weeks. I am so happy to report that the water is clear enough and there is fish that are starting to be on the bite. And with these upcoming public holidays, there is bound to be some good fishing that's going to take place, as well as some good reports that we at Angler News South Africa will be bringing you. And please remember, hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button, and get in touch with us. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know whether we're getting you into those feeding zones. Your feedback is only going to make us more successful at what we do. So one last shout out before we end the show, and that shout out is to the Kingfisher for making the show possible and getting us these fishing reports. Don't forget to go onto their website to check out their trading hours and to find their stores along KZN. For Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.